audition.
Wow.
I did dozens the time before. So this is all, yes, we've got a lot of new members, and which is very good. And gentlemen as well. So that'll be really good, thank you. First of all, thank you for giving up a Saturday. I really couldn't see how we were going to do too much unless we have a fairly substantial rehearsal, first of all. Brian Weston is going to join us sometime this morning. Ooh. I thought he should come and listen and see the challenges that we face. I've been...
Do we want the doors open?
The window is open. I understand that's all right at the moment, because we've got those doors open. I'm happy to have the door open if you prefer it. Because Jack is playing percussion, so she knows as much as I do about this. It moves along at a fair pace, and the orchestra of the Harper Symphony Orchestra is bigger than I ever remember it. They can barely squeeze into the hall at the school in which they rehearse.
But isn't that fabulous?
So I mean, yes, it's gorgeous.
So many string players. It's just wonderful. Yeah.
So this, as you would realise when you look at the copy, is using the Snowman song and enlarging it into a symphony. And I think it works, but we'll see by the time we're ready to perform it. I want to warm the voices up first. Can I just say to you that we all are finding the voices challenging, shall I say, at the moment. Because there are a number of things. One is the range may not be as wide as it was. That is not a problem, it will come back. The other thing is the endurance. By the time I got to the end of the rounds, there were certain notes in my range I did not have. And I will be perfectly honest about it, I was very dependent on others in order that we could get those notes, because there was nothing there. Now that is not to say it won't come back, it will, but the muscles just need to readjust and to strengthen. So please don't worry about it, because I think probably everybody in the choir felt, I mean, the Brahms is a big thing, and I think by the end, you know, we were all, the voices said, we have done enough, thank you. So please, don't think that it is something that's particular to you. I'm afraid it's all of us. So if you could possibly find time to do just a few exercises daily, you will find it will return, okay? I promise you that, but don't expect it to be instant, because it won't work that way. So I'm going to do some exercises this morning with you that may help you to re-establish the parts of your voice are not quite as good as you think they should be. So, let's start, first of all, with a nice arpeggio. That will help support the sound. Off we go. Semitone. Right. Semitones up from middle C. Your mobile phone. Now, I don't know about this. So, Would you like to come and talk us through?
Well, only if it depends what type of phone you've got, obviously. The easiest thing to do is to use it through photos and just video. You don't have to video anything visually, but you'll record the sound. Or you can use a voice memo app if you've got an iPhone. And if there are other phones, you might have a voice app that you can use as well. But maybe at the end, when we do a final run through or something, you could, rather than the whole rehearsal, to say. You're recording it now.
I'm recording it now on a voice recorder, so I will have it and I can put those on WeTransfer or whatever it was we used last time.
WeTransfer?
Yeah.
Even I know about WeTransfer.
And that's the whole rehearsal, is it?
And that'll be the whole rehearsal.
There you go.
Excellent.
Okay, so we'll record it and it will be settled. How about that? I think that's just, we're not going to be able to have so many rehearsals. It would be, if you can practice it, it would be helpful. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's Mr. Shelton, so definitely. Right, okay. Let's go on. Piece of my name's Altos, tenors and basses from figure 17.
Thank you. From figure 18.
Go.
Okay, sopranos. From 188, please. Up we go. 3, 4. Yes, of course. I just wonder if you want to lead into it from 184 so that you get the connection into 188, okay? So from 184, please, sopranos. 3, 4. Pay attention now that we're there. Top page 5, you have staccato and marcato of all. Okay, so just make that for next time. This is 180 for the altos, please. Virgin Mary. 3, 4. From 180.
Oh,
180. Okay. One, two. Tenors, please, from 180.
From
180. Figure 18. I shall
yes,
a figure 18. 3, 4.
Thank you.
back to page 2 and figure 16. It from 188. Just play. Just play.
Can we do the transition into it? Because that B natural to A flat.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take it from 184.
Thank you.
Okay. Just the tenors. Leading up to your next entry, which is on page 7 at bar 212, and it's humming. Okay, I tried to, looked at the full score, and what happens before this is a flute solo at 21, and then the clarinet plays the soprano notes, the horn plays the alto notes, and the clock strikes for everybody else. Okay. So it's basically the same tune. I think it would be better if we sang it to ooh. Doesn't project as much as ooh. As okay, so let's take it from 212. Three. Then you get a break, but the sopranos don't. So you sing from bar 260 sopranos, okay? Now, before that, from 24, the horns play our tune, okay? So you should be able to pick it up from there. Okay? Okay? This is from 24, just you again. nice little solo line for you. Now, there's a little bit of confusion here because it's marked soprano and the notes are not possible at 26, even for the sopranos of the choral society. Okay. So we will leave that out and I'll talk to Marilyn.
So, Marilyn, I think that's a flute cue.
Yeah, I know. Yes, okay. But it's got S alongside. I didn't want you to be confused. Okay, just scrub the S out. Right, we come back in again, sopranos and altos from 29, and you hear the clarinets play the following at 305. And that is followed by a bar of spread chords on the piano and harp, okay? Off we go. So here's your note. Come to something completely different. From his parents came snores and whistles. So that is up to you for the snores and the whistles. So you can whistle or you can snore. I'm pleased he said unpitched snoring noises because it would have been a bit difficult to make them pitched, I think. Okay. How we practice that, I'm not absolutely sure. But that's what it's to be. So it's the tenors and the basses start us off. And what I suggest we do is we stick to fairly strict time. So this is bar 3-4-4, okay. 1-2, snore. 1-2. Thank you. 1-2. Thank you. That's lovely. They're there. Oh, thank you. Yes. So let's just do that bit again. It needs a bit more practice.
Come round one tonight.
Okay. This is 3-4-4. Okay. 1-2. 1-2. 3-1-2. 3-1-2. 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3. I'm sure if you're a slight beat out, it won't notice. Right, now to the bottom of page 11. Where we have this little phrase at 4-5-5. Dum, da, dum, da, dum, da, okay, can you just play that?
Which bit?
From the low G. Meow! Okay, good, a good meow at that point, so let's just do that again.
Let me close the gusto.
Sorry? Oh no, everybody. Oh yes. Oh yes, this is everybody. Yes. Yes, we don't
just, why should they get all the fun?
We don't just have soprano cats, we have tenor and bass and alto cats as well.
I'd rather pull the cat's tail.
Okay, the next one begins on 61 with the flutes. So if you'll just play that part for them, please. And then you have another four bars, and then you whistle. Whistling noises if you can't whistle. Okay? Right. Let's start at 2, 3. Okay, that's fine. Right, on we go now to page 17. Page 17. This you will recognize. Fraction slower. I think that's a good impression. Brian may speed it up, but we'll see. Okay, let's just have the introduction, please, from page 17 at bar 1222. Everybody's very secure on their line. Okay, let's start with the altos, please, at bar 1232. Okay, I'm holding very tight. 1, 2, 3. Altos, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. you don't start forever, so. That's on page 18, okay? Sorry? Page 18, 1248. I have the tenor here. Okay, I'll read it. Beginning on page 18, as far 1248. Off we go. 3, 4. Page 17 and the upbeat. We have the introduction, but the singing begins at 96. Can I just say to you before we go on that in the soprano line we should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, including me. Okay? In the alto line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we should be 6. So, good attendance there, nearly there. The tenors win the prize because they're all here. Okay? And in the basses, we have 7. Okay? We have 7. And there are 5 here today, so it's not bad.
I'm sorry, Marilyn, I'm completely lost. What are you counting?
People.
Heads. 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 Heads.
Sorry about that. We'll be 10, it's a problem. Okay? 7, 8. So there's only 2 of us. Okay?
You're doing very well.
Okay, you're all right, are you? You've recovered. This is good. Okay, let's take it from the top of page 17. Okay, let's start again. Off we go.
Thank you.
just say to you, a few missing this morning, we will be 30 when they're all here.
Okay.
Promise you. Okay. We've passed some interesting bits, Brian, and our whistling noises are coming on well. Our snoring noises are very good indeed. Oh yes, obviously well practiced. Okay. Now, at bar 100, 8 bars rest before you come in, and you have piano, harp, and celesta in that, and they're playing. Beginning straight in at 101, okay? Sopranos, okay? Well, the sopranos, really. Three, four. Okay, altos, please. One, three, four. section. Yeah. Poem 101, where you have the semiquavers from the piano, the harp, and the celeste, in it, and it's in. Just go straight in. Figure 16.
Let's see. Yeah, it's figure just up to 96 on the entry.
96.
Right at the very beginning of it.
Do you want to have a solo doing the walking in the air?
I think the first. But it's just an idea. If somebody's up for it, it just. Then snaps up the original then, and then everybody come in with...
When the altos come
in. Across the world, everybody comes in. It's just an idea. If it works, it might be quite nice.
Okay.
But it's brave.
I think we need to think about that, if we may, and I don't want to pounce on anybody suddenly.
I mean, I don't know what he intended doing there. I suspect he wanted everybody to do it.
I
think it'd be nice as a solo myself, but I'm open to any ideas.
What's the orchestration?
It's very, very light. It's just basically bassoon and strings. Very quietly shivering with piano. So it would suit a soloist.
So you want that solo until the alto comes in, or is that a solo?
The alto solo as well, that'd be nice. And then at then after 97, the entry, after the intro of that, all across the world, everybody could probably come there.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Have a think about it, Marilyn.
I will. Okay. Meantime, everybody will do it for the moment and we'll decide what we're going to do. Okay. Right. Let's go on. We've done it all now of walk. We've walked the air very well, I think. We've done it all up to the air. Sorry? So if we turn now to page 24, and bar 100 and, figure 126. Here, the clarinet is playing, there's the narration, but the little narration is very helpful if you can't count all those bars. Especially as it's presto furioso, okay? But there are two inputs from the narrator. One which comes just before you come in, altos, okay? And there's a low A on the piano. So just listen to that nice section of figure. Just from 129 for the altos.
How fast is it?
That, Brian? Okay. Section, he's not quite sure what to do, so he thinks he'll just use the chromatic scale just to build up the atmosphere. Okay, starting with the what about the pace, Brian? Was that all right?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, off we go. One, two. And you want those...
The whole thing, if you think of the whole passage as being fluid, so if it's possible. And the beauty of it is it's all played by strings. So you won't be worried about picking your nose.
That's fine.
But if you think of it, just think of the accents as being just a thrust and the whole thing being kind of leg out to it.
So you don't want it over-accented there.
No.
Just what I would call a marcato mouth as
opposed
to an accent.
It is really, yeah, it is really.
So don't go too hot on the accents, ladies and gentlemen.
In other words, don't short
just
the punches.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of each phrase.
Okay. Let's try that again. Okay.
The wind play, the they're picking out all
the
notes.
So you seem to... Okay, over to page 26. Now, in this you're singing with the flutes, the clarinet and the glock. Okay.
Could we just hear a couple of bars before that from the accompanist, please?
You have which of the six would you like? The from 131 where there's 24 bars, or 132 where there's 16 bars.
I think he's just trying to ask me. 1722, please.
What?
1723.
Yeah. Which bar?
We come in at 1224.
Yes.
And you
yes.
want two bars before we come
yes.
in.
Well, I haven't got it. I know.
No, we don't have it.
I've only got this.
Brian has the full score.
You seem to
have this. I have
the
rest of it.
Where are we coming in?
1, 2, 3.
It's okay, thank you. How do we get on
that? I've got a little score here.
I have in my copy that sopranos, you get yours from the flutes, flute one, altos from flute two, and tenors from the clarinets, and basses from the glockenspiel.
Essentially, the previous bar is like raindrop effects. It's got your body on a C sharp.
Right.
You get C sharps all the way through for at least two bars before you come in at 1-3-3, and you just go, this is a semitonal, into a D major chord.
Is that better? He's got the full score. If you look at the full score.
Okay.
Right, off we go then. Off we go. Same place. Don't try and do the eight bars in one, okay? It's R, etc. So let's just say that once again with the okay? Alto, do you want to go through your lines? Just the alto line, please. Off we go. 1, 2.
Straight.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Okay, we're going on. Onward and upward to page 28. The introduction for you, apart from the narration, is that you have a harp, arpeggios here, and piano, which, and the piano ends almost, it's almost trilling actually. So, pace, Brian. Da da dee da dum.
Da dee da 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 dee. Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. Second soprano comes in there, which I will sing with you. Okay? Right, off we go. 3, 4.
Thank you.
148, which says he dreamt about all the different snowmen, the ice princess, etc., 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 and the last phrase is he heard carol singers. Okay? If you want to take that down, you may. If you don't, it doesn't matter. But the most important words are probably heard carol singers. The harp will give you the notes you need, golden crowns and jewels. Okay, so let's try that. 3, 4. Parts there. Asprenius, let's hear you now, please. Golden crowns. This is a wee bit slow.
unaccompanied. Okay, who's next? The dynamics in there, lovely hairpin there, crescendo and decrescendo, and then getting sort of at the end. Just that last bit again. Let's put those two sections together. So we have. Okay. Let's go.
Are we humming or are we R-ing or are we
humming?
Humming.
Humming.
Would you prefer humming per hum or R?
Well, the problem about humming is if you grow a bit close, you won't hear anything. Yeah. So
yes. Well, let's sing R then.
Well, what about a hum but with just lips slightly open? Will that sound strange? Yes. Then it comes out as a
rather
than an R, you know what I mean?
Okay. You'd prefer sound than an R sound?
I think so.
Right.
I mean, it's very
gentle. We're terribly versatile. You can change your mind.
Well, it's very gentle. It's only piano at one point,
and pianist
not strings,
so it might come through nicely.
Okay. So we'll try the humming. The overtone setting is what I'm saying. I thought instead of a mic, you know. I've been making the BBC recently.
Oh, yeah. So what are you suggesting? We sing hum. We hum. Okay, we're going to hum. Right.
Last page.
Last page, yes. Talking about Brian?
The second bar before the key change. That's lovely, thank you. I think it was me.
Okay. Okay. Christine has to go now, so I don't know.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I say a big thank you to her. Now, we will need to have another rehearsal, obviously. There are a number of ways around this. We have two weekends, I think, coming up.
Shall I leave this for you?
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. Maybe we'd be able to squeeze something in when we're here with Brian. That may be possible. The other thing that is probably more possible is that the Wednesday after Messiah is free. So I wondered if we could really have a good go on that Wednesday, and then we go on Thursday to the orchestra. And that would really, well, you're looking very worried, are you?
I can't do that. That's a two-week concert.
Well, so be it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know where I'm going to get So, the Wednesday after Messiah.
The 15th, yes.
Okay, is that all right? Can I say thank you?
Sorry, did you want to be in the air on the roof?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving up your time. Thank you, Brian.
Well, I was going to say thank you for doing it. It's not often you get to do a world premiere, so if we actually ever do it, but if we ever get to do it, it'll be fantastic.
So thank you very much. Well, thank you for coming this morning. I think it's been very useful. We've got right the way through it. And thank you, Janet, because we've now got it on. Be able to listen to it. Thank you so much. Can I ask you please to help with the chairs?
Yes. Thank you. I hope I haven't touched anything I shouldn't. Great.